Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by our members. That's right, our members provide all support for OTRWesterns.com. Let's get into today's episode.
Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure, starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, Capture of Trader Joe, right after this message.
In the days of the Old West, a six-gun and a ready rope sometimes were the only law there was. But now and then, this brand of homemade justice was more dangerous than the crimes it was supposed to punish, as United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles found out when they were drawn into the capture of Trader Joe.
Come on, Joker. Oh, I gotta find Bill. There's gonna be trouble. He ought to know about it. Hey, there he is now, riding back from the post office. Bill! Bill! Oh, move along, Joker. You're getting lazy in your old age. Whoop, oh, 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 now. Bill!
Howdy, Jingles. You really came louder and down the street. Somebody chasing you, or you're just practicing for a horse race?
Well, Bill, I got no time to sit around and make conversation. I just saw that old... Hey, you got a letter for me?
Yeah, looks like it's from your Aunt Sarah back in Abilene.
Aunt Sarah, well, bless her little old heart. No, doggone it, now that can wait. Hey, there's trouble coming down the trail, Bill, and it's headed right this way.
What kind of trouble?
The horse trader trouble, that's what kind of trouble. Trader Joe's coming back again with another herd of horses.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all? Bill, don't you remember last year there was a lot of talk about covering him with tar and feathers and riding him out of town on a rail?
Well, we stopped that, didn't we?
Yeah, and we almost stopped a few bullets, too. I'm a year older now, Bill, and I like getting shot at even less then than I do now.
Well, maybe the men in town learned their lesson last year. They can't get stuck in a horse trade if they don't do business with Trader Joe.
Oh, Bill Hickok, sometimes I don't know what to do about you. You don't seem to be worried at all.
I'm not, Jingles. If I worried about everything that might happen to me, I'd have worried myself to death a long time ago.
Well, aren't you going to do anything at all?
All right, if it'll keep you happy, I will.
Oh, what are you going to do?
I'm going to go welcome Trader Joe to our fair city.
Oh, me, I should have stayed in Abilene. My Aunt Sarah warned me, but I wouldn't listen.
Up a little closer here. Here is absolutely the finest horse I have to offer today. 15 hands, sound in wind and limb. Just look him over here. And he's the finest cutting horse I've seen this side of the Redwood Valley. They say a good cutting horse is more valuable to a cattleman than a good wife. So here's your chance to get the best.
How much you want for him?
Let's not talk price, sir, until you see him in action.
I said, how much?
Oh, you sound as though you might be interested in this magnificent animal. Well, just watch this.
Good-looking horse, Bill.
Sure is, partner. If it's a cutting horse, he's worth plenty.
Well, let's see how he works.
Let's go, bud.
Yeah, looks pretty good. Turns on a dime.
Yeah, looks like you got handle any doggy that decided to break and run for
it. Now, watch this. Oh, after him.
Look at that little white-faced calf go.
That horse is staying with him, though. Doing a good job, too.
Look at Bart Blackwell. He really wants the horse.
Trader Joe knows it, too. He's putting on this show just for Bart.
Halt! Well, what do you think, my friend?
Oh, pretty good. I don't know whether I can use him or not, but I might take him off your hands. How much?
Now, you know Trader Joe never asks for just money. What do you have to trade?
Well, I might be willing to part with that big sorrel stallion over there. But I'd have to have something to boot.
Something to boot for that hunk of crow bait?
What?
Let's talk about what you'll give me to boot.
Come on, Jingles. They'll be arguing for the next hour about how they're going to trade.
Yeah, that's a pretty good-looking horse Bart's dickering for.
Oh, it doesn't look like we're going to have any trouble this year. Most of Joe's horses seem like pretty good stock.
Yeah, last year he swindled the boys something awful. That's why they were so mad at him.
And Trader Joe will be at the hotel when the sale's over. Let's drop in there later and talk to him. Well, how'd the sale come out, Joe?
Very well, Bill. I got rid of most of all the horses I brought with me. I've got another herd to drive on to the next town. And I've got a pocket full of money to buy.
Oh, what about that beautiful cutting horse Bart Blackwell was after?
We finally made a deal, Jingles. Blackwell drives a hard bargain, but then so do I.
Blackwell's a hard man. He and that gang he runs around with cause most of the trouble we have around here.
Speaking of Blackwell, here he comes across the lobby and he's headed right this way.
And so he is. I don't like the way he looks, either.
What I don't like is that bunch he's got with him.
You still here, Trader Joe? I thought by now you'd be on your way to the next town to swindle some more people.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Blackwell. You got the best horse of the bunch this afternoon.
Did I? That great cutting horse pulled up lame before I got him home. The whole town's laughing at me, and I don't like being laughed at.
Yeah, and that roan I got has a split hoof. Trader Joe's picking us just like he did last year.
Now, wait a minute. What do you expect Joe to do?
We want our money back, and the horses we traded.
Yeah, and this time we're going
to
get them.
Now, just a minute, gentlemen. I never go back on a deal, and I don't expect you to. You're all experienced men. You had a chance to look over the horses, and you had a chance to argue about the price. Now, if you got stuck, it's your own fault.
Now, just a minute. Trader Joe's right. A horse trade is a horse trade, and that's all there is to it.
Not this time. Give me back my money now.
Put that gun away, Blackwell.
Not till I get my money and my horse back.
You're on the wrong side of the law, Bart. You made a deal, now stick to it. Give me that gun.
Bill, look out.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. When Bart Blackwell got the worst of a horse trade, he came to the hotel and drew a gun to get his money and his horse back from Trader Joe. Wild Bill jumped for the gun as Blackwell pulled the trigger.
Come on, drop that gun.
Let go of my hand.
Watch out for him, Bill.
I said drop it.
All right.
Pick it up, Jingles.
I got it, Bill.
Now, the rest of you, clear out.
What about our horses and our money?
I'm afraid you're stuck. You knew Trader Joe was a slick trader. He took you last year the same way. But he didn't break any law, so far as I know, and there's nothing I can do about it.
And if I were you fellas, I'd go on about my business and find some other way to get even.
What kind of a thing it is?
Yeah, well, thanks for the help, Bill.
Don't thank me. Just get your stuff and hit the trail. I think we've had about enough of you around here.
I knew you were trouble when I saw you coming.
Yes, but you said yourself I'm within the law.
You are. I'll protect you as far as I can. But I don't like cheaters that hide behind the law either, so pick up your horses and get out of town.
All right, I'm going.
And don't bother coming back next year. Bill and I might not be around to look out for you. Woo-wee, I'm glad we're out of that little mess of trouble.
We're not out of it yet, partner. Doing our duty has made us plenty unpopular around here.
Who does that high and mighty Hickok think he is, anyhow? Sticking up for a tramp horse trader against us honest citizens.
Yeah. Hey, you'd think the law would be on our side.
Well, law or no law, I'm getting even with Trader Joe.
Oh, I don't know, Bart. Seems like you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. Trouble or no trouble. I'm going to fix him good. He's made a laughing stock out of me, and I'm getting even.
How you figure on doing that? The law ain't going to help you none.
Maybe it will at that.
Well, I don't see how. I want to get that sneaking horse trader as much as you do, but the law's on his side.
Looks like. Maybe there ain't no law against a slick horse trade, but there's a law against horse stealing. And here in the West, we hang horse thieves.
Yeah, but Trader Joe didn't really steal horses.
How do you know? Have you had a look at that herd he's driving out of town?
Well, no.
Then how do you know that when he beds him down for the night, there won't be a few horses in with him that he didn't trade nothing for? Yeah. That could happen, couldn't it? And when the men who are already sore at him find out he's driving stolen horses, they'll have him swinging from the end of a rope by sunup.
Ah, sounds all right. But what about Hickok?
Even if Hickok finds out, he won't have nerve enough to stop us from hanging a horse thief. Come on, let's round up some horses.
Looks like there's going to be trouble. Might as well wake up, Jingles. Jingles. Jingles, wake up.
Oh, Brian, leave me alone, will you?
Jingles. Jingles. Hey, breakfast is ready.
Hey, 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 man, make the eggs over easy. I'll be right there. Oh, hi, Bill. Don't know what's the matter with me here lately. I can't seem to sleep anymore.
Yeah, so I noticed.
Well, what are you doing up at this hour, Bill? It's still dark outside.
Looks like trouble, Jingles.
Trouble? Seems like that's all I hear. Someday I'm going to quit being a deputy and get myself a job stuffing feathers and mattresses. What kind of trouble, Bill?
I don't know, but riders keep coming and going down there in the street like they're getting a posse together. Something's up. Get your boots on. Let's go.
Oh, now, can't it wait till morning?
No, it can't. Now, wake up and let's hit the trail.
No, all right. Well, I got my boots on. Now, hand me my gun.
Here they are.
Well, what do you figure's happening, Bill?
I don't know, Jingles, but I heard a lot of noise downstairs in the lobby, and a little while ago, a whole bunch of riders took off down the street and out of town. You ready?
Yeah, let's go. Of course, it could have been a bunch of cowhands who were on the town spending their pay.
It didn't sound like that. I heard somebody yell something that sounded like string him up.
Uh-oh. Necktie party, huh?
That's the one I'm afraid of. Let's see if anybody's in the lobby.
Just a couple of men over there in the corner, and it... Hey, Bill. That's Bart Blackwell and his sidekick, Slash.
Yeah, I thought he might be in on this. Howdy, Blackwell.
Hello, Hickok. What are you doing up so early in the morning?
Well, I just thought if something was happening, I'd like to be in on it.
Not this time. This ain't your party.
Nah, I ain't so sure about that. We might make it a party.
You're too late to bust this one up. The whole town's riled up, and a bunch of the boys have already gone out to see that justice gets done.
What kind of justice?
Hanging justice.
Bill!
We found a horse thief, and come sunup, he's going to be dancing at the end of a rope.
You can't hang a man without a trial.
We had a trial. We got Judge Barnes out of bed, took him out to see the stolen horses, and he said it looked bad to him. That's all the trial we need.
Fine trial. Who is this horse thief?
That crooked little weasel you've been trying to protect. Trader Joe.
Bill, he ain't no horse thief.
I don't think so either, Jingles. Let's go.
Oh, no, you don't, Hickok. I'm tired of your butting in.
Get out of my way, Blackwell.
Try and make get him, Bart. Get him.
You stand right, Slasher, and this gun's liable to go off.
I ain't doing nothing. I'm tired of your...
You're not...
Stopping me. Help me up, Slash. I must have slipped.
Yeah, slipped right into Bill's fist.
I'll break you in two.
I'm tired of fooling with you.
Whoop! Slipped again.
How about you, Slash?
I got nothing to say. This wasn't my fight.
Good. Saddle up our horses, Jingles.
Sure, we got to get going if we're going to keep Trader Joe from being lynched.
I think you're going to be a little too late.
We still got till sunrise to try, and if Blackwell wakes up before sunrise, you can tell him we're on our way.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles are trying to stop the lynching of Trader Joe. In the dark hours just before sunrise, they ride through the shadows looking for some proof that the wandering merchant, whether they like his business methods or not, is not a horse thief.
Bill, I can see what you're trying to prove, but I don't see how you're going to prove it.
I've got to, Jingles. We followed Trader Joe and his herd of horses out to his camp.
Yeah, and then we found this other trail where the stolen horses were driven in to join the herd. But it could have been Joe driving them in.
That's what we have to prove. Who drove the stolen horses?
Yeah, but how?
The ground's pretty soft here. Pull up a minute.
All right. Whoop, whoa,
Joe. Whoa, watch out. Whoa. Strike a match, Jingles. Watch where you step. I want to see these tracks.
It's getting light. We won't need matches pretty soon.
Now we've got a clear trail. There's where the stolen horses went.
Yeah, and there's tracks from a horse on each side. Two men were herding them.
And we're in luck. You can tell something about the horses they were riding.
Ow! Burnt my finger.
Strike another match. Yeah, the horse on this side was lame.
How'd you know?
You see how he favors that off-front hoof?
Oh, yeah, and that other horse was wearing a plated shoe.
That's right. Reckon the blacksmith can tell us who put plates on his horse to straighten out his gait.
But, Bill, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, I know it. Let's find two men, one riding a lame horse and one riding a horse with plated shoes.
Well, where do we look?
Over where they're lynching Trader Joe. The last horse I heard of that was lame was that big cutting horse we saw yesterday.
By golly, you're right. The one Bart Blackwell got in on the trade.
Come on, Blackwell. It's light enough now.
What a hurry. The sun will be up in a minute. You got anything more to say, Joe?
I've told you before, Blackwell, I never stole a horse in my life.
Ah, you've been saying that all night.
Yeah, but it's true.
And how did them stolen horses get in your herd?
Well, somebody drove them in there. You've got to believe me. I ain't been out of my camp all night.
Nobody believes you, but go ahead and talk. Just as soon as that sun pops up, we'll whip up that horse you're sitting on, and your horse thieving days are over.
Bart, here comes two riders down the trail.
Looks like a couple of the boys was almost late.
It's Hickok and Jingles.
What? They ain't gonna stop me this time. Whip up that horse and let's get this over with.
Well, let's wait and see what they want.
Wait, nothing. If you won't do it, I will.
No! No!
All right, hold it, boys.
Keep your hands away from your gun.
Did you see that? Cut the rope with his first shot.
Bill! Bill, you got here just in time.
Looks that way. I haven't changed my mind about you, Joe. I just don't want to see you hung for a crime you didn't commit.
Hickok, I've had enough of your buttoning.
Well, they never learn. Now the rest of you just leave those guns in the holsters.
The idea, Hickok. We found stolen horses in Joe's herd. Horses that belong to some of us here. Why shouldn't we string them up?
Because he hasn't had a fair trial and because he didn't steal those horses.
What are you talking about?
Now, wait a minute. I've got the proof and I'll show it to you.
What kind of proof?
Jingles and I backfilled those stolen horses. There were two men riding them. We know what kind of horses those two men were riding.
Tell us some more.
Well, one of the horses was lame.
Maybe Joe was riding a lame horse.
The only lame horse I know is that cutting horse I traded you. He probably went lame from the way you jerked him around.
Yeah, Bart is riding a lame horse, but that still don't prove nothing.
Nah.
Now, the other horse was wearing plated shoes, which ain't very common. I'm going to climb down and look for a set of plates right now.
I've had enough of this nonsense. Are we going to let one man stop us? Or are we going ahead with this hanging?
Bart, if you don't shut up, I'm going to put a bullet right through you. You find anything yet, Jingles?
Not yet. Flash, you've been riding around with Bart all night. Let's take a look at your horse's hoof.
Get away from my horse.
Better let him look, Slash.
Well, what do you know? A brand new set of plates. Looks kind of suspicious that Bart and Slash are riding horses just like the ones that brought in the stolen herd.
Yeah, and they're the same, too, that suggested that Trader Joe be lent.
Well, if Bart and Slash are the horse thieves, I say let's spring them up.
Hold it. Hold it!
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
Next time I won't shoot in the air.
And neither will I. Now listen to Bill.
We'll take these two to jail. Then we'll go back over the trail and find out where these horses came from. Then we'll see that these two get a fair trial.
Okay.
Bill, I want to thank you again. I've been thinking it over. I'm going to be a lot more honest with my horse trading from now on.
That's good, Joe. It'll keep you out of a lot of trouble.
Yeah, and I can get my beauty sleep. They always have these hangings at sunrise, and that's such a horrible hour to have to get up.
We will continue in just 1 minute. You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce. Today's cast included Howard McNear, Jack Moyles, and Jim Nusser. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of
Wild Bill Hickok!
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.